This week's Parsha, we have Parsha Vayakal Pekudei, Chodesh also, got very lucky. So here's a Dvar Torah from the Darash Moshe and Vayakal. The Pasuk tells us, Vayavo Anashim Al Hanashim, everybody came to donate to the Mishkan. And the women came to, and what did the women bring? They had their jewelry. And women were donating their own jewelry to the Mishkan. So Rashi tells us that based on Unklus tells us that what is this Al Hanashim Al Nashaya Shabo Malbushin Vitachshitein Visham Parku Vinatnul Dinidvada Mishkan, and that's a Rashi Perish Im Hanashim. The men came with the women to donate, and the women came and had their jewelry. They wore their jewelry to the last possible second. The last possible second, they wore, you know, if they're going to donate these earrings and these necklace and this bracelet, I like this earring. These earrings. I like this necklace. I like this bracelet. I want to donate it to the Mishkan because I think that it's an important cause, and that's the mitzvah. So I'm going to donate them. But don't think I'm donating the earrings I don't like anymore. I'm donating the necklace I don't care about anymore. I'm donating the bracelet from that person who I don't like, so let me get rid of it so I'll forget them. It was from an ex. This isn't what was going on here. What was going on here was they were giving their jewelry that they liked and treasured and cherished so much. That was the jewelry they were donating. And don't think that it was, you know, forced onto them, that, oh, you know, guilt trip into that. No, this is what they decided was they wanted to do. They wanted to show that we want to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is that we're supposed to donate to this Mishkan. We're supposed to give Kesef and Zav. This is the Kesef and Zav. This isn't a pawn shop. That, you know, we only gonna sell our gold and silver to them because we were broke and we need to pay somebody. No, we have this money and this is how I want to give it to the Mishkan. That it is chashuv in my mind to be donating the kesef and zav to the Mishkan and to show you that it's chashuv. It's not because I don't need this anymore or I don't like this anymore. No, I'm going to wear this to the last possible second, and at that moment I'm going to remove it and donate it to the Mishkan. That shows me that it's Od Yoter Chaviv. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein on this, around the bottom here. The chen b'chol tzedakah b'chol mitzvah. Kol shekein b'limud haTorah. Whatever mitzvah you're doing, you could show your love of the mitzvah, that you know that when I'm doing this mitzvah, I could, when I'm learning, I could be making more money. I could be doing all sorts of various enjoyable pastimes I may have. I may enjoy watching sports or whatever activity. I may, you know, just enjoy playing ball. I may just enjoy having fun, sleeping. Whatever activity it is I may want to be doing, I'm deciding to learn Torah. I could be making more money. I could be working. I get paid a certain amount of an hour, and I'm going to stop learning in order to attend this shiur during the lunch break, attend the Daf Yomi, start my day a little bit later, be koveya itim in the morning at night, end my day earlier or later, etc., in order to learn, and that's time I could be spent doing other things. But by doing so, what am I showing? HaTorah Chaviv Lo Yoter. I'm willing to give up from all those other pastimes, all those other endeavors, all those other worthwhile activities. We're not in this Dvar Torah, we're not knocking anything else. We're saying, okay, you need to earn a living, and you enjoy doing things, and everybody needs a break. Fine. But by showing that I'm willing to give up of that time in order to go learn Torah, I'm showing it how chaviv the Torah is to me. So the women were showing, we like this jewelry. And therefore, we want to continue wearing them up until the last possible moment. And nonetheless, we gave them to the Mikdash because the Mikdash we're showing is more Chaviv. And I think, you know, I'm not going to say how prescient this Dvar Torah was. I don't think Rav Moshe Feinstein had coronavirus in mind. But when I read that and I was preparing which Darash Moshe, again, there was quite a few, Vayakal Pekudei, I had two whole parshas of different Torah to choose from. So when I read that one, I was like, wow. This one spoke to me this week. Why? Because a friend said to me, you know, I always talked about if I had more time, if I had nothing else to do, I can't go into work. So let me try and learn some more. And then he says, at the end of the first day, he was quarantined, actually. He said, at the end of the first day, I saw how many YouTube videos I could watch in that whole one day. And I was like, wait. And he said, he realized it. He says, the next day, he said, I turned it off and actually got some learning done. But that was the message. The message was, show how chaviv the Torah is by learning Torah. And we're trying to show how chaviv it is. Says R' Moshe Feinstein, v'chein v'chol tzedakah v'chein v'chol mitzvah. I could be spending this money on something else. I'm spending it on tzedakah. I could be using this time for something else. I'm spending it on learning Torah. Show how chaviv the Torah time is for us by making sure that when we want to learn, we learn. And that we're willing to give up on other activities that we might find easier or more enjoyable. No, I'm not going to just spend my time wasting it. I'm going to spend my time learning it. And that's the lesson, that's a very important lesson we learned from the women who were donating their jewelry to the Mishkan. They weren't donating their unwanted spare jewelry. They were donating jewelry that they still liked and wore and wanted to continue wearing, so they wore it to the last possible second. So we should, just like they wanted to get every possible ounce of enjoyment that they had of their time to wear their jewelry, we should also be making the most of our time to be learning Torah, make the most of our money to be spending it on mitzvos, and make the most of it all. Shkoyach.